24th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Hay. Learning various Yisurim the Rabbonim that Chazal instituted on Shabbos. So one of them is that one should not, if someone made a neder, the halacha is that they can go to a chacham, or now they can go to three people, and one can be makir the neder under certain circumstances that he regretted that he ever made this neder. The whole process had to do it. This one should not do this on Shabbos because it's, if it's not L'tzarich Shabbos, it's considered Atilcha Shaloi L'tzarich Shabbos, which is also. But Masfim and other Shabbos. There's another halacha that if a girl who is a minor makes a neder, her father could be mefer. He could just say, I want to remove this neder, or if she's married, the husband can do that. Now, they can only do that within the day of hearing the neder. So over here, it's always Tzarich Shabbos, because if the father, the husband, will not be made for the neder before nightfall, she's stuck with the neder, so therefore they can be made for the neder on Shabbos. Nisholim means to go to the Chacham or to the Bezin, so after, they don't have to do that, they can do it after Shabbos. So therefore, you can only ask them with Vam Shem Tzarich Shabbos. Only things that are necessary for Shabbos, like we said, to have a Bezin sit on Shabbos, Shaloi L'Tzarich Shabbos, Chazal did not permit it. But if it was L'Tzarich Shabbos, then it's permitted. Poikikim es ha-ma'or, u'moididim es ha-matlis ves ha-mikve. If there was a hole for the light to come in, then one is allowed to close it up. We learned this halacha in the 17th parak, since it's only a temporary closure, and it's not making an entire wall or entire ceiling of the building, just closing up a hole, that is permitted. Yeah, there's something to be gained by closing up this hole. If there's a mason inside the room and you stop up the hole, the tumor will not go out. Once again, we're talking about temporary closure. Moidedim es hamatlis. You also have to measure a certain garment to see if it has the measurements to be metama other things. Once again, this is also medida, which is generally not allowed to measure things, but this is the start of some of the tire to know something that came coming, it's usable, permitted. That's a mikveh, one should also do there to know if it has the right size, the right amount of water. These are all medida shel mitzvahs, and since you're measuring with tzarich mitzvah, it's permitted. It's time to measure things, shelo tzarich mitzvah is also on Shabbos and Shabbat. Or maita, come upon if somebody is sick, you've got to take his temperature, that's a medida of tzarich refuah. But you're not allowed to do it with an electric one, but a manual one. A murky one is permitted. Maita may avishol, but tzavik may avishol ben botnis. There was a maita in the time of the father of the tzavik, and avishol ben botnis. Pokaku es hamo'ol betotiyach. There was a window that was open, and they closed it with some type of jug that was made out of cheres, out of pottery. The idea behind this was to prevent the tumor from going through. The kosher is the keys of the gemi, and they also had some type of the keys is also some type of pottery. They tied it up with gemi, plant which is animal food. Since it's animal food, it's not considered part of the kli itself, and it's permitted to do on Shabbos. And also they did this leiden yesh the gigas pesach lav. What happened over here was that there were two houses, one to next to each other, and there was a window from one house to a path in between the two houses, and there was a certain amount of a dead body which is enough to matam near this window, and there was this jug which was cracked in between these two walls, and the dead body was underneath this jug. So if it wouldn't have been for the fact that but there was a jug that was sticking out of the wall above the dead body, then someone went to down into the house because there's nothing directly above the mace. The rule is that if there's nothing above the mace, it goes straight up and doesn't go to the sides. But since this jug was on top of it, so that's considered like an ohel on top of the tumah, and the mace of the tumah spreads out underneath the entire jug. So what do? They first close the window before they put the jug there, because that would prevent, if the window was open and the jug was there, so the tumah was underneath the jug into the house. But they close up the window with some other kli cheres in a fashion that the bottom of the kli cheres was facing outwards. The kli cheres is only the tablecloth from the inside, not from the outside. So basically what they did is they put one kli cheres in the window with the bottom of the kli cheres facing outwards, and this protected the tumah from coming into the house. And that was the first thing which we said in the Mishnah, that the poker is the ma'ozah the tafiyah, that they use this kli to stop up the tumah from coming in. Then afterwards they wanted to remove that kli because they wanted to open the window, and what they did is that they took the second kli cheres, which was one tefach wide also, and what they did was they hung it by a string and they dangled it down into that broken second piece of pottery. So once again, we have one piece of pottery in the window which they want to remove, and another piece of pottery which they had a problem with, that that piece of pottery which was broken inside effort, but it was an oil over the mace. So what they did is they took another, they wanted to remove the pottery that was in the window, so they went on the roof somehow and they dangled down a second piece of pottery over that second piece of pottery that was sticking out the window. And the idea they wanted to do over here was that they dangled this. Well, it seems to have been like this. The pottery that's sticking out had a crack in it. They weren't sure how wide the crack was. If the crack was a tefach wide, then the tumah would just go through the crack and won't cause any tumah to go into the house. And so they somehow used this second kli as a way of measuring the width of the area on top of it, to see the width of the crack. I guess they knew the width of this second piece of pottery, and that way they measure the width of the crack, and that way they were able to decide if the crack was wide enough they can open the window. If it was too narrow, then you have to keep the window closed because it can put something to go inside. So after all, the story is Mitzvrayim Lamadu, from the Tosa we learned Shepoike Kim, you're allowed to stop up a window from on Shabbos, because that's one of the things they did. They use one piece of pottery to stop the window. Umoydidim, and you also had to measure, because they also used the second kli to measure how big the crack was in this kli that was over the mace. The kishrim, and the second kli was also tied up with, once again, this temporary knot, which was done with Tzarech Mitzvah, that's also permitted on Shabbos. All these things with Tzarech Mitzvah. We ended up with the final statement of Shabbos, that you later have Tzarech Mitzvah, and he's going to do it on Shabbos. And with this, we have finished the Sefer Shabbos.